Blog Talk Radio.
Wolfpack is back, cause of mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys are wrestling. Just in competition when the war is in mission. Not no mercy, see the rings by the street. If you don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. Point number one, just believe that you don't want to talk with them. I'll be a voice of them, come in the ring with them. You're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
Welcome again, folks. Sunday night, Wolfpack TV, your boy Lone Wolf. We're waiting on the big bad wolf to join us, your boy CAL, GVP, Scott Hall. Here we go.
Back. What's going on, people? What's going on? This is Wolfpack TV. Go ahead, Lone Wolf. My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, so, you know, this is Pod Business Part 2, Sunday night. And, you know, we're going to talk about basically fraud music industry and relationships within it. And this is just coming from a perspective of, you know, me being an artist myself and just, you know, some of the pitfalls that you can go through and that you may want to try to avoid, you know, as an artist. And, you know, if I could help somebody else avoid those pitfalls, you know, then so be it. What's going on, Ray?
Nothing much, man. Guys, welcome, Wolf Nation. Welcome to the Wolfpack TV show. I am Big Bad Wolf. He is Lone Wolf, a.k.a. CAF. And today we're just going to hit raw business. This is Halloween Havoc episode. Again, the whole month, we put Sports Sunday on the side. For this particular month, we're just going to get really, really personal this whole month. So with that being said, Sports Sundays will be moved to November. I know you guys, we got more listeners when you guys wanted controversy. So here it is, guys. We're going to give it to you every Sunday and Wednesday of this month. We're going to get real, real personal. Yeah, we're talking about the raw business right now. The hip-hop side of things. Of course, I don't have any experience on the hip-hop side of things as far as the music business goes. I just know it's a shady business. I hear a lot of these guys that are getting deals that are not really trash. You know, if a song is a bad, like Hossman touched on a few days ago, saying that if a person likes if it's trash, if the song is trash, it's trash, but put it on, you know what I'm saying, on these websites and get 15 million views, and it's a hot song, and it gets played over and over again. Austin, Texas radio station is very bad about that, 102.3. If you're from Austin, you know what I'm talking about when they play the same song over and over again every 10 to 20 minutes over and over again. It's ridiculous. I'm not even sure where to begin when it comes to this fraud stuff. The hip-hop music business in general is just terrible. We hear a lot of these guys coming out the closet, and these are you guys' idols in society. The real artists are being overlooked. Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Mac Miller. J. Cole actually won an award for best hip-hop album and not won award. That's super crazy to me. You know, he was actually the only artist that went platinum. You know, I mean, we don't know who Drake is. I mean, one minute he's singing songs and doing some Key Sweat shit, and the next minute he's rapping. You know, so I'm just, you know, it's really shady. All you up and coming artists, you know, I guess just keep doing what you're doing and keep hustling out there. You know, hopefully that you guys get looked at here pretty soon. I don't understand to this day. CAF is my lone wolf, is my best friend. I'm not saying this because he's my best friend. I'm saying this because I've actually heard his music, and I don't understand why you're not signed, brother. But you got all these other cats, Rich Homie Quan, Young Thug, they signing, you know, I mean, them guys is making money, and my boy is really going hard, and he can't even get a 500,000 record deal. What is going on with that? I mean, you know, is it because Houston is not still living in the shadows of Slim Thug, Paul Wall, and Mike Jones and Chamillionaire? Or what is really going on? I mean, you know, there's only so much wood grain, blades, and candy paint that we could talk about. I mean, you know, that's really about it as far as that's concerned, man. I mean, I just think that, you know, there's not much exposure in the Houston, Texas scene. It's very hard for guys that are up-and-coming rappers to get signed, overlooked. I mean, you're just going to have to go, I mean, you know, you might just have to go to Cali or New York to even get looked at and, you know, have a chance. What you think about that, CF? I mean, I really don't know, man. I'm frustrated with you, man. I really am.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just starts out as, you know, you learn early in the business that, you know, everybody ain't your friend, and that, yeah, you know, a lot of people are just around you to really just roach off you, man, at the end of the day, man. And, you know, you have to be able to really, like, be able to tell what's what in situations and,
right,
you know, really be on your toes, man, and identify how people are going to come at you, you know, because, you know, your opportunities are few and far between, and, you know, most people are not really genuine, and you really got to get out there and hustle, you know.
Right.
You know, when I started with it, you know, we was, you know, before social media had really just even took off, you know, so we was just really just, you know, hustling with it, getting out there with our CDs, you know, different cities, pushing our music, you know.
Right.
You know, and, you know, now it's more so you have social media, you know, you have iTunes and things of that nature, so it's a little bit easier to get your music out there, you know. As regards to the whole situation of where's music at right now, yeah, man, I think that, you know, it's a lot of it is what goes back to what we talked about, you know, just in society and how it dictates, you know, experience. And, you know, you just have a lot of copycatting, a lot of dick riding, you know, a lot of wannabes, man. And, you know, a lot of guys that's really not being themselves, man. And, you know, when you're true to yourself with this shit and you're true to your music and true to your character and who you're going to be who you are regardless of nobody else thinks, you know,
right,
it's a different type of thing. It's a different type of vibe. And it reflects in your music, man. You know, so, you know, these corporations are paid to play these songs over and over and over again, you know, on these radio stations because it's payola. It's been exposed. And, you know, yeah, you know, it's just kind of what it is, man. Like, you know, it's pretty much brainwashing. We're going to beat you over the head with this shit. But, you know, the good thing about today's time, I will say, is that, you know, it's more opportunities for the artists in regards to, like, online radio, your satellite radio. But, you know, my advice to all you artists out there, you know, if I can tell you anything, is that everybody's not your friend in this shit. And you really got to take a look around you and really see who's really about what they say, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, one thing I realized is that, you know, actions always will speak louder than words. And,
yep,
you know, I treat this hip-hop shit like kind of like basketball, right? You know how we do on the court. You know,
right.
I know when I fuck with my nigga Raymond, he's going to run with me. We're going to run. We're going to run and gun like the you know, like the Lakers did. You know what I'm saying? And I know if I miss a layup or if I throw some shit up, you know, that shit might just look like an alley, you know what I'm saying? And that shit is going down, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's how you really want to have your situation, man, with this rap shit. You know, if you ain't got nobody that can't run with you, or, you know, it's not in your best interest, man. It's not going to work, man. And you're going to end up really frustrated, and you're going to end up in a situation to where as you're not happy. And, you know, so that's really the main thing, man. You know, you gotta have people around you that's really running with you. If they're not running with you, they're not putting in the sweat equity, going hard, you know, you maybe need to reconsider, is these people for you and, you know, going to really help you with your career. You know, a lot of these guys, just want to be around you, you know, for whatever reasons. You know, you might get females. You might have a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? You might have the beats, you know what I'm saying, where they don't have the beats. You know, you might have all different types of things going. And, you know, you might be the DJ, you know, out of the crew, you know what I'm saying, and whatever else, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to guard yourself in this day and time, young brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really do, and you have to protect your interests. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people might say you being a whole-ass nigga, or they might get upset with you. But the reality is that a lot of this shit is twisted anyway. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's time to stop that roaching shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you either built for this shit or you're not. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you really love this shit, it's going to show. And if you really, you know, if you're just talking, then it ain't. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, you know, guys let their ego get bigger than what they talent really is and what they really got going on. And, you know, you got to check yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Raymond, that's why I fuck with you, dog, because I know you're going to be honest with me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want no yes men around me, you know, kissing my ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need friends to kiss my ass. I need friends to be honest with me and tell me the truth, you know what I'm saying, about situations.
Likewise.
Even if I don't like this shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, and that's the difference too, and that goes into my next subject of being able to separate your personal from your business, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's very crucial, and if you can't separate your personal from your business, you're gonna have a lot of problems with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you're gonna be trying to rap with your friends, you're gonna be trying to do business with your friends. Well, guess what? You and your friends, y'all not going to always agree. And let me tell you something. When it comes to money, that's the number one breaker upper of friends. So, you know, it's real out here, man. You know what I'm saying? And niggas talk this talk, you know, about, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and ride and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, man, you know, that's the reality of that shit. And, you know, you guys, you know, I hope y'all battle tested and ready and prepared, man, because that's what you're going to deal with, you know. And to be honest, it's really almost hard to avoid the pitfall, because, you know, with success comes fame, and with the fame, you know, it's hard not to revel in it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you get caught up in that shit, you know, you get let down, you know, you don't get laid down softly, you know, and you get that reality check. But, I mean, yeah,
Do you feel like your time was wasted when you was up and coming, when you started with particular group, when you was up and coming, when you first started? Do you feel like there's a lot of time wasted?
I don't feel like no time was wasted. I feel like, you know, I feel like from the jump, I should have always focused on myself, man. But, you know, I was trying to help other people and, you know, help them get their career going, you know, helping them with beats, helping them do that, you know, this and that, relationships, meeting people. You know,
right.
And, you know,
right.
I don't really have no regrets in it, because I still have my opportunities to do what I wanted to do. But I do regret the fact that I didn't just say, you know what, like, I'm just going to do my own thing. I'm here. I'm hot. You know, it's going down. The energy's there. You know, I don't have nothing to second guess, man. Like, let's just do it, you know. So, but I did learn from every one of those experiences to bring me to this point. And, you know, what we doing right now and what's coming up next, you know, it's some surprises. And, you know, I, for the support I do have and I have gotten, I do appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, you know, it's just a hard game, man, you know, for artists coming out of Texas. And, I mean, being completely honest, like, you know, right now in Texas, man, you know, Houston, Austin, Dallas, a lot of the sound is being copied from Atlanta, man. And it's like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I'm not from Atlanta, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from Texas, bro. You know, that's where I'm from, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I don't, you know, so I mean, it's just it's a lot of things going on, man. That's the game is a trip, and that's why, you know, it's like WWE, bro. And then, you know, for you guys that want to throw slugs at Wolfpack TV, you know, because it's wrestling or whatever. I mean, but look at your favorite artist. Look what's going on in hip hop today. I mean, that shit's even worse. You know, at least in WWE and in wrestling, they getting physical. You know, which we are about. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous. So, you know, you have a lot of real artists. You have a lot of promoters taking advantage of the artists, and it's sad, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because it's totally strayed away from what it really was supposed to be. You know, back in the day, DJs were break artists. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't doing it for the check. They was doing it because, you know, when you look at the Nas and DJ Premier's, you know, not saying that Premier broke Nas, but I'm just saying, like, you know, look at the situation. These guys are both legends. They're about to come back. You know, Premier's going to album, and Nas is going to be on that album. I mean, and people still want to hear Premier and Nas album. I mean, these are the kind of – that's what you get when you do shit like that. But, you know, nowadays it's just dull, bland, low vibration, bullshit, you know, no real relationship, just straight business. Well, there you go. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you have all these starving artists, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the ones that are, you know, maybe really good or – you know, should be on, you know, or whatever else, just not there, man. You know what I'm saying? While perpetuated bullshit, you know, is just like glorified. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the people got to take back the culture, man. Don't let your culture be raped, man. Don't let your culture be taken. You know what I'm saying? You know, you see it happen right in front of your eyes, and you ain't doing shit about it. Do something about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm trying. You know what I mean? I'm doing the best I can. You know, I got a lot of people telling me, you know, you need to leave that boom bap alone. Well, you know, to me, I like boom bap rap because it has the East Coast flow and, you know, it's just like the original hip hop. But anyway, you know, we're gonna handle all that.
Because you're up and coming in Houston, you guys are not getting looked at as far as when you're up and coming in Houston compared to if you're getting looked at if you was up and coming in Cali or New York? Because I know when you went to New York, it was a whole different vibe. And, you know, they actually push music, they actually push artists, and they actually support artists and support their music in New York and Cali. My question is, go ahead.
I just think that, you know, really, you know, I've gotten a lot of support here, so I can't say I haven't gotten it here, that's for sure. But, you know, and I've gotten a lot of support everywhere I went to. One thing I will say, it's really about the type of music you make to a certain extent, because, you know, whatever people are listening to in your area or in your region, that's going to pretty much dominate the culture, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, you know, for the style of rap that I do, hip hop or whatever, it's more so catered towards that crowd a little bit. So, you know, it's going to get felt more. I mean, you know, New York's a different beast than H-Town is and just Texas in general, you know. So, I mean, I definitely feel like, you know, if you have an advantage when, you know, you can write it outside your backyard, it's Def Jam, you know. Or fucking, you know, Universal. I mean, shit, you know, you can basically go down there and fucking bug A&R every single fucking day to listen to my music, you know?
Yeah. So that's definitely going
to
get, I mean,
compared to here, you're going to have to hit the streets and meet a lot of different club promoters and, you know, maybe do a couple of showcases.
So Houston pretty much treats it, when you're up and coming in Houston, it's pretty much like Rap-A-Lot Records. You got to go out there and really grind and just, you know, pretty much sell yourself, you know.
Yeah, pretty much, man. You got to grind it out, man. And, you know, you got to really push yourself. And, you know, I mean, nowadays, you know, it's a lot of people rapping, man, and just calling themselves artists. So, you know, you have a lot of competition out here. And, you go, it breeds, like I said, once again, you know, a lot of jealousy, a lot of hate, you know, a lot of different things, man, you know, a lot of.
Hello? Yeah, folks, like you were saying, sorry about the technical difficulties. We got. All right, folks. folks. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Like I said, Wolf Nation, if you're up and coming artists, there's some ins and outs to this business. You know, like GBP was saying, you know, it's a lot. It's going to be hard to, you know, just pretty much do you. In this hip hop, and this is not to discourage you guys at all if you're up and coming, guys. I mean, whatever's gonna make you, you know, put food on the table. If you've been grinding, continue to grind. You know, you want to be able to show your passion, and you want to be able to let other people feel how passionate you are about your own music that you put out. So this is just not to, this is not to discourage anybody, no artists or anything like that out there. We're just my boy GPP is just pretty much letting you guys know on the business side of things. Don't waste your time with people that, you know, that are not trying to get to that next level. You know, who don't have the same passion as you. If they don't have the same passion as you, then you guys got to get rid of them. I don't care if you've been knowing that guy for 18, 20 years. If they continually to do the same thing over and over again, it's not getting you nowhere 5 or 6 years later, and you're doing the same thing over and over again, then there's something wrong. You know, that simple. You gotta work. A-plus players get in the ring with other A-plus players. Iron sharpens iron. Same thing. I like to use A-plus players get in the ring with other A-plus players. Period. Go right ahead, Lone Wolf. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, and that brings up a good point, and you're right. You know, you have to be running with somebody that's going to run with you, and, you know, you can't – it's not going to work if you're not running together in the same direction, and that's the whole point. And, you know, this isn't a diss at anybody. You know, if you feel some type of way, that means you should just probably be trying to step your game up, you know what I'm saying? So don't take anything that we say on here as a diss. This is just how the Wolfpack feels on this episode, and, you know, we're just talking about it when it comes to this, you know, music. And like I said, you know, if there's any artist or anybody out there that's trying to go into the music industry that can benefit from this, great, you know what I'm saying? So be it. But regardless, like, yeah, you just got to really, really, really watch your back. And, you know, like, it's just a very cutthroat business, probably the most cutthroat. And, you know, it's not just going into, you know, your closet and rapping some shit on Pro Tools or Cubase and, you know, and you're a rapper now. It's really a music business, man, and it's an industry. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that have paid dues, you know, just as much as myself, if not even more, you know. And, you know, it's a lot of people that's owed, you know, owed something in this game, man. I really do. That's overdue. And, you know, it's just unfortunate the way it is. It's set up right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, you. It really, to me, it just boils down to a total corporate takeover of hip hop, a total corporate takeover of the music, and you know, and I'm just gonna keep it real. In my opinion, I just feel like, you know, people have sat back and just let it happen, and you know, now, you know, the past couple of years, people have been saying something about it, and you know, and then you have your people that, you know, or fans or whatever that's there now, you know, that don't really give a fuck. They just, you know, I like to be or whatever, you know. And you know, you see the divide. And, you know, if for anybody that was lived around those times and whatever else, you know, you see where it's come from to where it is now, you know. And, I mean, to me, in my opinion, it's gone from very, like, a high vibration, you know, better feeling to a whole lot, like, you know, more mundane, lower, you know, kind of like, you know, it's just getting worse. We're getting worse off. We're not getting better. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, me personally, though, I'm going to continue to put out, you know, positive music that, you know, reinforce, uplift. It's going to be some fun, you know. And, you know, like I said, we got some surprises coming up here in the future. You know, Scheme Gene, do I got a scoop for you? I got a scoop for you. I got a scoop for you, for the city, the whole state, the whole USA, the whole damn world. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got a scoop for you. But anyway, like, yeah, so. Yeah, Ray, man, you know, you know, I'm just really hoping to pull this shit off, man. You know, I haven't given up. And, you know, like I said, it's a lot of artists that's deserving. Like I said, if not as much as me, maybe even more than me. And, you know, If we can bring the real back, if the real hip hop can come back and all this stuff can come back, and people that really are supposed to get shine like they're supposed to, you know, it'd be a beautiful thing. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, I'm really excited. Hopefully, you know, the real, you know, I really do miss the '90s, the '90s hip hop, man. That was a really, really good decade for hip hop. In my opinion, this stuff now, this new generation bullshit, you know, and the generation after that and the generation after that, they are doomed big time, because a lot of this music here is just a whole bunch of sin, lot of Satanists and Illuminati driven crap. When it gets to corporate hands, they do, you know, whatever kind of voodoo or whatever, black magic, whatever the hell you want to say about that shit. It's just really, really dark, and it's the passion is gone. A lot of artists some of them have came out and talked a little bit about it indirectly, didn't really say it directly, but we know what they're talking about. You know, it's just really, really sad, you know, that when everything is corporate like that, even with the hip hop, it's like, you know, it doesn't mean anything anymore. You know, I think that everybody crowns Eminem as one of the best rappers, top five, but I think that if he was black, he would just be another black rapper, in my opinion. You know, the reason why he's Caucasian is because the reason why, you know what I'm saying, he is, you know, top is because of race. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of other artists that are really good that don't get, you know, even talked about. Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, you know, and, you know, of the new artists that came back in 2009, other than Drake. I mean, you know, these guys listen to Drake, but, you know, Kendrick Lamar, you know, J. Cole, them guys don't even get no praise at all. And they really talk about real life situations, man. I mean, what happened to people just wanting to listen to real life situations? You know, that shit never gets put on paper at all.
When you have a lot of copycats, everybody becomes robots, man, and nobody's being a real person no more, so it doesn't reflect in the music. There's no, you know what I'm saying? You know, and you have, those guys are real people, are people that are making real music that's about life. Like, they're a real person. They have personalities. They know who they are. You know what I'm saying? They're not, you know, looking at the source or, you know, looking at BET to, you know,
right,
to find an identity, you know what I'm saying, or VH1 or MTV, you know what I'm saying? They are who they are, you know, just off the skin of their back. So, you know, that's really where all that shit come from, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Yeah. So I never really asked you about this, man, the 18 years we've been best friends, bro, but who do you think went harder, B.I.G. or Tupac?
Man, bro.
I never asked you this.
I mean, I love B.I.G.'s finesse, man, but Pac, man, like, he didn't play, dog, you know what I'm saying? And that whole situation of, you know, you get shot up in New York and nobody knows what's going on, I mean, come on, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, man. But, you know.
Yeah. I never liked Tupac, but I will say this, though. His lyrics, they was true stories. He was really talking about some real stuff. You know, a lot of people would sleep on Nas and AZ. I listened to them guys back in 95, 96, 97,
which was pretty much
the golden years of 90s hip-hop. And them guys, let me tell you something, them guys was nice, man. Both of them guys, you don't even hear about, you know, Nas and AZ being a really good hip-hop duo. You don't hear about Method Man and Redman being, you know what I'm saying, a real, you know, hip-hop, a really good, you know, hip-hop duo, you know what I'm saying, up there. So it's a lot of good artists. I mean, I just wish that this generation would get back to the 90s, man. This skinny jeans and this media propaganda, all this crap, and this fucking, you know, Young Thug and all these guys having these Instagram videos acting like females and dressing up in tight clothing with capri pants. I mean, you know, kids is watching that shit and thinking it's okay, and then we're okaying it by saying it's their choice. No, it's never a choice if you see what's on TV every fucking day. I disagree with that. You know, especially if you're trying to train your child in the way he should go. You know what I'm saying? When he get older, he won't depart from it at all. Biblical terms right there, people. So, you know, hit us up, www.com. Facebook.com, Wolfpack TV. Go ahead and like the page. Check out our GoFundMe page. Also, check out our Instagram at Wolfpack_TV.com. Twitter at Wolfpack_TV.com. Also, remember, guys, yes, call in. Don't be afraid to call in. We're getting more and more listeners. Appreciate the support. Maybe we can get some of you guys to call in for the holidays. Area code 713-955-0733. Don't worry. Don't let us, you know, our opinions affect if you're going to call in or not. Call in. We like people's input when they call in and explain their opinions to us. We might not see eye to eye, but your opinion is valued. So make sure you go visit those pages that I talked about. Shout out to my boy GBP. And by the way, guys, you guys need to go follow that young man, GBP, on Facebook. Also, go check out his albums, man. His albums is hot, guys. It's way better than all that other bullshit that y'all listening to right now, man. And you know what? And let me say this, too. I got $100,000 on anybody to go at my nigga CAL. I got $100,000 that y'all niggas cannot fuck with my nigga CAF when it comes to this mic. That's real shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. This goes at rappers. If y'all listening to this, y'all know what time it is. That simple, people. That simple. So, CAF, if there's not anything else, man, I guess we'll check you guys out on Wednesday, man.
Survey says
NWO. We out, people.